Windows version 8 baffles users, but screw them. Stay tuned for UnNews. October 2012, Bellevue, Washington. Windows 8 is 1 week away, and consumers are in for a shock. The new version will force users to relearn how to do everything. Microsoft is breaking with the past to stay relevant in a world of smartphones. It is only the customer who will be irrelevant. Like the Star Trek movies, experts say that every other edition of Windows is a bomb. Pro tip, Windows 7 was not a bomb. Windows 8 will tie together Microsoft's software for PCs, tablets, and phones, as well as for certain battery-operated intimate devices. Buyers who don't own smartphones are crap out of luck. Of course, buyers who do own smartphones wouldn't need Windows 8 in the first place. Judging by the reactions of some beta testers, a word that's Silicon Valley English for guinea pig, Microsoft risks alienating customers. This, of course, is nothing new to the software giant, provided that the customer has no choice. Consequently, though Microsoft is a week shy of unveiling the new system, it has already unveiled dozens of new carrots, sticks, and lawsuits to compel stores to pre-install it on every PC they sell. Windows 95, introduced amid great fanfare 17 years ago, gave customers their first alternative to IBM, which had developed the irritating habit of forcing customers to buy expensive new gear every 3 years or so, each of which worked slightly differently from the last. IBM has now sold its computer business to China, while Microsoft has acquired all IBM's bad habits. Wire services say the question is whether Windows 8 can satisfy both PC users and smartphone users. They don't say that the question is whether one group should be saddled with the affectations of the other group. Michael Mace, the CEO of Silicon Valley software startup Sera Technology, says, quote, "I worry that Microsoft may shoot itself in the foot," unquote. In fact, Mr. Mace isn't worried in the least, as SEC filings show he is short 128,000 shares and thus has bet the house that Microsoft's stock will crater in the next month. Microsoft's chief financial officer, Peter Klein, said he isn't concerned about user confusion. Quote, "For Christ's sake, that is simply what we do. Our innovations deliver value and profit," unquote. Occasionally, the customer benefits as well. Instead of the familiar start menu and icons, Windows 8 displays a colorful array of tiles, which applications update and blink to tease you to click them instead of the others. The tiles are easy to hit with a finger in the unlikely event that the user has a touch screen. Applications fill the whole screen by default, convenient for a tablet and a royal pain in the ass on a PC. The little buttons you really need are hidden, giving a clean, uncluttered view. Industrial designers care about such abstractions, whereas actual customers generally just wish they could find the goddamn things. Sebastian DeWitt, an interface designer, says, quote, "In the quest for simplicity, they sacrificed obviousness," unquote. Mr. DeWitt is the inventor of the double click, the single reason that, for decades, new users of Windows have taken 2 weeks to figure out how to open their first file. To avoid more confusion, one version of Windows 8, called Windows RT, looks like the old version, but it doesn't run programs that ran on the old version. Some users don't agree with the experts. Sheldon Skaggs, a web developer in Charlotte, North Carolina, thought he was going to hate Windows 8, but he installed the new software. He says, quote, "You get used to it, surprisingly. I needed something to prop the door open, and it does the job with flying colors." This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.